This gospel reading is not one of my favorite Bible passages. It's not even my favorite parable of the many Jesus told. But it did have an important impact on my personal faith, and I believe it also had an impact on this congregation and still holds an important lesson for us today. Let me take you back in time, back long, long ago to July 2011. Pastor Greg was going on vacation and asked me to preach on July 17th, and this parable of the weeds was the gospel for that Sunday. And I was frustrated because I could have preached all day long on the parable of the sower, but this parable about weeds, I didn't understand it, and I was going to have to do some serious studying and thinking and actual work to prepare my sermon. And of course, I didn't have time for that. I was busy at work, busy enjoying the summer, chair of the church council, and even though council was in summer recess, our congregation was struggling with dwindling income, falling membership, and all of a sudden, we had this new issue regarding same-sex marriage. I'll confess, I saw this new issue as more of an inconvenience and distraction, and now a sermon to prepare. I read and I reread this passage, and I still couldn't scratch out a sermon. And then I went back to my father's Bible, his King James Version, so old English, eloquent but clumsy at times. But Dad had often written copious notes in his Bible, and I thought maybe it would provide me with some insight. Well, he hadn't written much on this parable, but he had made one interesting annotation. In the King James Version, the passage refers to tares, not simply just weeds. And Dad had underlined the word tare and written zizania, hyphen, false wheat. And he also wrote, see Luther's Sermons, Volume 2, pages 100 to 104. Well, thank heavens for Google, because I found Martin Luther's sermon on the parable of the tares, and it was a fascinating read. Think back over 500 years ago, Luther was questioning and struggling with his church's practice. The Holy Roman Catholic Church practiced issuing indulgences. For money payable to the priest, you and I could purchase our eternal transaction just by opening our wallet. Talk about false wheat, false leadership, unchristian and unholy. This parable that Jesus told must have spoken clearly to Luther, and he took action at great cost to his career, his personal reputation, and even his life. He took a stand over 500 years ago, and 500 years later, we're celebrating his life, his action, his faith, and his doctrine. It's ironic how God can speak to us so clearly in times of inconvenience, in times of pain, in times of challenge, just when we least expect him to, or even want him to. And now Jesus spoke to me clearly through this parable that we're not here to judge others. That's his job. In Luther's sermon on the parable of the tares, he states that it is only the master himself who can identify the weeds, the false wheat, the false Christians and heretics amongst true Christians. And Jesus tells us clearly, let both grow together. We are not here to uproot or destroy or exclude anyone. For me, way back in July of 2011, it suddenly became clear that I was a bit guilty of weed management. And I was guilty of judging and excluding other people, and that wasn't right. It became clear to me that as an individual and as a congregation, we needed to explore and engage with people, trusting in Jesus that spreading a message that all are welcome, trusting that Jesus' message through his words and actions would have a meaningful impact on all who attend this church. That was truly what this congregation should and can do. And this congregation did spring into action. The men's breakfast group, the Martha and Mary group, the Bible study group, the choir, the council. The congregation engaged in education and discussion and argument and prayer. And we made the decision for same-sex marriage, and today we are doing that as a congregation, as a community, together. For me personally, while this parable is something I think of often now, even though I didn't like it that much at the time, now that I have relinquished the role of judge, my personal relationship with Jesus Christ and my faith in him has strengthened. I focus on my own self-measurement as to whether I'm truly productive wheat or just false wheat. I leave the judgment to Jesus, the Master. Self-measurement of my Christian faith and my actions is far more productive than judgment of others. Not always as much fun, but far more productive. And when we sing together like we did this morning, one of my favorite hymns, All Are Welcome, I know that we sing it together and sincerely mean that all are welcome in this place.